including City Pop Central, where you can join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, R&B, and City Pop. That's Saturdays at 7 p.m. only on WRCT 88.3 FM. Followed by Tembo Sounds, The Culture. The Tembo Sounds show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Rodoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Saturdays 8 to 10 p.m. And in your immediate future, don't touch that dial, because right after this is Vive La Mock. The Mockster will take you all the way until 1 in the morning. But that's it for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Sleep well. Get home safe. See you next week.
My name is Mark, and it's a bar. I know. my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a run around sewer.
Yeah. from his Mighty Like a Rose release, Elvis Costello, here on the Vita Lamach radio program. Kicking off this show on a Friday evening for you. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thank you so much for joining me for another exciting, fun-filled Friday night here on the WRCT airwaves. Hey, before the Elvis Costello, played some Dion in there with Run Around Soon. Dion, that song actually hit number one on this day 59 years ago, back in 1961. So I thought, you know what, why not play that and play some other goodies and things that happened on this day. Hey, before the Dion, yeah, what was that? Before the Dion, Blake Babies. Yeah, Blake Babies doing Grassroots, Temptation, Eyes, and start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is actually Paul. I told you that already, but it's Paul. But people call me the Mockster because it's a show called Viva La Mock. Yeah, comes to you each and every Friday evening. We start around 9, we take it until 1. Around 11 o'clock, I do a radio calendar, let you know some things that are happening around town that you need to be aware of. Midnight, I do a thing called the Midnight Mock. I take a word, artist, performer. I take something like that, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about it, songs that fit within whatever I claim to be the mock. Yeah, that's pretty much the show. So if that's what you want to listen to, stay tuned. Always appreciate it. Hey, speaking of things that happened on this date, it was exactly 40 years ago today. 40 years ago today, George Harrison released his first single, which was, nope, it was Isn't It a Pity. So, in true Mockster style, I'm going to play a cover of said song. It's done by Galaxy 500. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. If you have a request for a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
swallows come back to Capistrano. That's the day you promised to come back to me. When you whispered farewell in Capistrano, 'twas the day the swallows flew off to the sea. All the mission bells will ring, the chapel choir will sing, the happiness you'll bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you'll come back to me.
Thank you. past is too late to cut the grass. There ain't much to make anyway in the fall. And sometimes I just ain't in the mood to take my place and back for life. Stuck with food. We used to live at home, now I stay in the house. And everybody wants to be special here. They call your name out loud and clear. Here comes a regular.
Song that almost made last week's set list of drinking songs. It's the Replacements. Here Comes a Regular by request here on the Vive la Mock radio program. Also in that set of music, Johnny and Santo, or Santo and Johnny, depends on which way you want to give them their billing, did an updated version of their hit Sleepwalk. Played the Ink Spots in there. Pulled out the 78s for this one. With when the Swallows return to Capistrano, because today's actually the day that they leave Capistrano. Apparently they leave on a very specific day, and it's today. So if you're in the area, don't stop by tomorrow, because they'll be gone. And start off the entire set with something from Galaxy 500. doing George Harrison's Isn't It a Pity, which was released on this day, the George Harrison version, as his very first single post-Beatles in 1970. Wow. I amaze myself. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for a person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero now needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help complete. Oh, I'm sorry. To help with complete with tips. That's what it is. I was going to help you complete something, but no. With help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Message brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and the Moxster. Hey, it's, I don't know, it's sometime after midnight. No, it's not. It's after 9. I'm just pushing to the midnight hour already. Sometime after 9 here on the Viva La Mock radio program. As I mentioned, that replacements was a request. Someone went to the old interwebs and emailed me a request last week and said, "Hey, Moxster, welcome back. Glad you're on the air. We've been listening every Friday, and you haven't been on the air, but we've really dug the mix of music. Maybe even better when you're not on the air. Hint, hint." No, they actually didn't say any of that. But loyal listeners, and I appreciate you listening. Always, you can send me a request for a future show at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And yes, welcome back.
Johnny?
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Paul gay?
No, Johnny. Paul's not gay.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Paul in rehab?
No, Johnny. Paul's on dope.
Hey, Mrs. Johnson, is Paul on fire?
Yes, Johnny, Paul is on fire.
Paul's on fire. Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Paul dead?
Yes, Johnny. Paul is dead.
And a shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight.
Push the president in his wife. We'll hit them for a ransom or take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is most cigars. Anyone he does not like.
Shoots or puts behind bars.
Coup d'etat! Coup d'etat! Go!
Down in the arsenal, I keep enough gases. Yeah.
until...
Kennedy's wrapping up a set of fast-paced rock and roll here on the Viva La Mock radio show, Chemical Warfare. Went back to Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables album for that little ditty. Speaking of ditties, one of my favorite soundtracks of the 1980s, the Repo Man soundtrack gave us Coup d'etat, courtesy of the Circle Jerks. Played some Dead Milkmen in there. Went back to Eat Your Paisley for 6 days. And Gibby Haynes of the Butthole Surfers teamed up with Jack White to put out an EP. That was them doing their cover of Adrenaline OD's Paul's Not Home. Because all summer, Paul wasn't home. He was hiding from the virus. He still hides from the virus. I'm actually still hiding from the virus, and I will hide all I can until some sort of solution is accomplished. Let's start the entire set with Squirt Gun doing their version of the theme song to Welcome Back, Kotter. It's just called Welcome Back, which is what so many of the emails I got. Thank you so much for welcoming me back to the airwaves here on a Friday night here in WRCT. What else should I tell you? I don't know. I get confused. I should tell you that Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice. It's made fresh daily with real fruit, and it's available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the Pitt campus. For more information, you can go to their website at ritasice.com. I've been telling you a lot of fun facts about today. October 23rd in history that I can relate to playing music. It sometimes inspires the songs I'm going to play. Would you believe, and this is where you put on your grandpa pants, would you believe it was 22 years ago today that Britney Spears released her first album?
Baby, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, it was this song.
That something wasn't right here. You want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. Because my loneliness is killing me. I must confess.
a freeway where we played football in the fields. Apartments on the pictured Highbury. There's a shed called Deer Creek, of which my one critique is there's no creek now and it's all deer free. There's a Walgreens where there were no walls, just greenery. There's a theme park in a palace in Tennessee. That tree there is a pylon, but some things you can rely on. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. No one likes or wants or needs. They said they revitalized the place. Now there's a million parking spaces. Maybe bedrooms for the homeless refugees. There's a chain store where mom and pop once prospered. They're divorced now and they live in penury. Their kids grew up and moved away. I hear that happens anyway. There's a Starbucks where they live, I guarantee. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks.
it ends here on the Viva La Mock radio program, reminding you that history never repeats. But wait, I'm not positive that's actually a true statement. I'm really not. But anyway, history never repeats. Split ends here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, John Wesley Harding was reminding me that I should remind you there's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. Played the Raincoats in there from their 1979 album with their cover of The Kinks' Lola, a song which the original version peaked this week 50 years ago at its highest chart topping position, which was number 9. But it's also, I believe, the research I was doing on the song itself was talking about how it kind of revitalized the Kinks' career here in America. See? Lovely little song. And I believe they also had to change the lyrics from Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola. Like the BBC wouldn't play the song because it was advertising Coca-Cola, which I've now said 4 times. So maybe I've just inadvertently advertised the soft drink. Start off the entire set with some Fountains of Wayne doing Baby One More Time. Britney Spears' single came out 22 years ago today. So why not play a cover song? I've managed to find a couple of those in my career here and there. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Always enjoy the fact that you tune in and listen. I do want to remind you that you can get funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that with DJ Firefly and Couch Dancing every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5 here on WRCT Pittsburgh. What else should I remind you of? I'm not really even sure.